Okay, so let's bring in our mystery guest. Do you guys keep your eyes closed?
Okay, fine.
Eyes and closed. We'll bring in our mystery guest, and we'll see if you can work out who our mystery guest is. You can ask the mystery guest questions. The mystery guest is only allowed to answer with yes or no. So let's start with Dominic. You can go first. You can ask the first question.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you a man? Are you a man?
Yeah.
Are you a man who is in the world of television?
I'm a man who's in the world.
Man in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's very deep.
Okay, Dave, I don't know.
What about Tina?
Oh, Tina.
Are you an American man?
No.
No, you sound American. Dave?
It's actually American.
Mystery guest man, are you from the world of sport?
No.
Are you from the world of... Have you been on the show before, mystery guest?
Yeah.
Are you American?
I've asked that,
Don. Oh, yeah, and he's not. Are you famous for more than one thing?
Yeah. Perhaps.
Are you associated with Channel 4?
No.
But, mystery guest man, we would have seen you on the television, is that correct?
It is.
Not Channel 4.
Are you involved in the world of comedy?
Ooh. Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you work with somebody else?
Yes.
Is the somebody else a man?
No.
Is the somebody else a woman?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh.
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 Are you also
in
a theatre play at the moment?
Yes.
Oh. I know who it is. Does anyone want to carry on guessing?
I know who it is as well.
Well, I think you should go for a guess.
I think it's John Coleshaw.
No.
Oh.
It's not.
Oh.
Really?
Are you?
Okay, so I wonder who it can be.
Hang on, are you, it's really not John.
Yeah, it's really not John.
I have no idea then.
Dave, you can open your eyes, but Tina has to keep them closed.
Okay.
Okay, so Tina, you keep guessing.
Okay, do you live in London?
Yes.
Are you mainly associated with the BBC?
Yeah.
Do you have your own show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not John.
No, it's not John.
Tina,
are
you real?
Tina, you can open your eyes. It is John!
Yay! You really confused me for a minute then, because I thought, I recognise that voice.
Good morning, John!
Oh, morning, nice.
John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, good morning. Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Not too bad at all. Good. I forgot that I was supposed to be a mystery guest, so I accidentally put it out on Twitter a little while back. Thankfully.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. Loads of people are doing that.
You were concentrating on the show and not reading that, so you didn't know.
John has just, although he has one show to go, he's about to finish his stint in Spamalot.
Mm.
Yes.
Where he played a king.
Now, king of the Britons.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to go into a stage show and play a role... A king is not a bad one, is it, really?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's not so bad being a king. Rather bumbling, daft king, but nonetheless.
How was it on Sunday? Because you've got one more show left, but that was, like, the last... You've done, like, every day.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Then you got one kind of bonus show, but Sunday was your penultimate show.
Yeah, it sort of felt like the last one, but at the back of your mind, it's not the last one, because I've got the last one. Mm. But it felt like the last one.
That's what we're doing with this show. We've got the big blowout show next Thursday, but then we got one more the next day. But how was it? Was it all right?
Yeah, it was grand. Very, very good. Brand new thing to learn and get your head around, but they're a wonderful team, really talented people.
Did anybody do anything because it was your last show? Did anybody expose themselves to you or, you know, change a line or try and get you laughing or...?
No, they were quite generous and supportive in that sort of way, but maybe next Sunday.
Right.
Maybe that's when all that's going to happen.
That's when somebody walks on completely naked.
Yeah. It's the all-naked version.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Well, a naked version of Spamalot.
Yeah.
Nice, isn't it?
And when you do Spamalot, do they send you free spam?
Do you know, I got given about 17 tins of spam.
But by different people?
Yes.
Like good luck messages?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, in that case, I'm about to go into Ferrari the musical.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do.
Ferrari a lot.
I've never seen so much spam, quite frankly.
Wow. So John will be having spam parties at his house. So you well? Well, I know you well. I saw you on Sunday.
Yes, it was very nice to see you. Lovely to be back. Always nice to be here on the show.
Nice to
always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And lots of things coming up. John's always busy. He's never got nothing to do.
He's very busy, always.
You know, if he's not writing or recording or drinking red wine somewhere, hang on, Adam, you've put the lights on. What does that mean?
Does that mean we found the keys to the internet?
Yeah, it's working. Internet's
now. Yeah.
We're now on. Ah. Isn't that lovely? People will be able to see you, John.
Oh, yes.
That's nice.
When the webcams go on.
Yeah. When they eventually go on. So, John used to be on our show in the afternoons, when we did the afternoon show.
Oh, what memories.
A long time ago. I mean, we were kids. We weren't even teenagers then.
We hadn't even done our GCSEs, had we?
No.
I can remember the morning of the first day of the year 2000, when I think we all did the mid-morning show on New Year's Day.
We were on at 9 or 10 in the morning on New Year's Day.
And we'd been at your house the night before for a fireworks party.
Yeah.
And it seemed like...
I'd carried my then wife home.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Weren't you holding her hair back as she was vomiting on the chimes of midnight? Yeah. Wasn't it almost in time? Dong!
It was a truly horrible New Year. I mean, in that respect, like, just, you know...
But it seems like 10 minutes ago, just driving around, driving home in that taxi, thinking, my God, it's a new millennium. It all felt a bit weird. Can't believe it's so long ago.
I was watching when Louis Theroux met Chris Eubank the other day, and that was bringing back memories.
That's a great show.
John, we had John doing Chris Eubank on the radio one Friday afternoon. Johnny's coming every Friday. Mm. And one day we were like, oh, our special guest is Chris Eubanks. Put an S on
always
the
been
end.
Always put an S,
And John's going, yes, 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 Christopher, yes, yes, it's a pleasure, yes.
Yes, like, we did speak in that familiar Eubank way for many, many hours.
Yes, I loved it.
And he phoned up and he telephoned the studio and he said, listen, if you are going to depict me, then don't say that it is me when it is not, because that is deceptive.
Brilliant.
So we put him on the air. So we put the real Chris Eubank on the air.
I remember listening to that.
And I'm like, Chris Eubank, hi, what's up? He's like, no, I'm Chris, I'm here. You can't be me. And John is just sitting back listening to it. And then John starts doing Chris Eubank to Chris Eubank.
To actual Chris.
And it was like worlds colliding. It was ridiculous. And then Eubank started to critique John's impression of him. And it was the most surreal thing
but,
in the world.
But listening from afar, you just couldn't tell which was which.
Yeah.
It was really odd.
He said some great words. No, it is skullduggerous.
That's not good.
Do you remember the other one? Was it Lennox Lewis that was fighting in America somewhere?
Yes.
And then
the
idea was that we got you as Frank Bruno.
Yeah.
To then ring up Lennox Lewis with the idea being that you were trying to sort of keep him awake, and it was all a bit of mischief. Now, people assumed that one of those characters was real.
Mm.
So they thought that... But they didn't realise that actually it was John doing both sides of things.
Yeah, Lennox Lewis was fighting in Vegas.
Yes.
We did a call where we rang Lennox Lewis and said to John, you be Frank Bruno and just wish him all the best.
Mm.
And say if it doesn't work out, you'll get him a gig in Panto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all recorded and all a big joke. And John played Lennox Lewis and Frank Bruno. Mm.
Yeah, it was confusing because I think, you know, the Frank Bruno voice, you know, we did live, you know, behind the microphone in that way, you know, getting your title back, Lennox, you know.
Lennox.
Lennox. And Lennox was recorded, well, our Lennox was on recorded phone.
Yeah. And do you know what else we did?
What did we do?
When I love this bit of the story. When you did Lennox Lewis, we put you in the other room and we put the telly on with Oprah Winfrey on the background.
To make sound like America.
Hey, you know, Frank, I'm so happy that you would, you know, hey, that's real kind, Frank, for you to wish me good luck. And, you know, hey, if I, you know, if I get the title back, you know, maybe we can get it back on and you can have a chance to take it off of me.
So we do this, and it's funny, but we did three calls where we rang back again, and then we rang back again, and Lennox was getting more and more annoyed, and we got so much grief
honestly
from people going, why are you winding him up? He's got a fight to do. It was like BBC Sport ran the story.
Yeah.
It was
that's the finest compliment, really, in that respect, is when people think it's all real. The fact that you've done such a good job of it.
We did something similar with Robbie Williams. Do you remember when we made you as Robbie, but we made you really miserable and grumpy?
Yeah.
And loads of people, it backlashed so badly, with people going, what an idiot Robbie Williams is. We had to go on the air and go, honestly, it really wasn't Robbie, it was just us.
It was us, really, yes.
Oh, man.
No, it's good, though. Robbie's one of them voices you can do without speaking.
Just to a face.
Just a face. And John, even on the radio, you can sense that face is sort of there.
John did a great sketch on the telly show, which I think might have been Dead Ringers, but I'm not sure, where it kept cutting back to John as Robbie. And one of them is his, with a load of awards in his hands. So many awards, he can't even hold them, going, I hate my life. Well, that was it. And another one was him in like a hot tub with a load of bikini-clad women, going, I hate my life. And my favourite one was John as Robbie Williams walking down the high street with a wheelbarrow full of cash. Going, I hate my life.
Yeah, I didn't have to push that very far before people sort of ran along and started nicking the money out.
Did they really?
But it was just paper. It was just like photocopied.
People were nicking it?
Yeah,
people
would grab it and run off a little bit.
Well, you're going to hang around, aren't you?
Yes.
Johnny's going to stay for a good bit this morning, pretty much the whole show, which is going to be nice, because we haven't done that for a long time.
We haven't, have we, no?
So John is here, and you'll be able to see him later when we get the webcam sorted finally, now that somebody's woken up and pressed the right button. We'll be able to get that all sorted. Oh, hang on.
Are we on now?
Let me press it and see. I have to now... Oh, we are on now.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. This is lovely John. Look at him. There he is. What a handsome man. Not when you do that, though.
Not when I do my Les Dawson face.
Nice. That's very target. That's one of the reasons we're not staying.
Yeah. They want rid of us.
Hey, I tell you, if you come on Grimmy's show, don't do Les Dawson. But who's Les Dawson? What band is he in?
It'll be a good voice to learn, won't he, I think?
Grimmy?
Yeah,
but no one will be listening, so no one will know it. I'm joking, obviously. Do you know what? If you could nail Nick's voice, that would be really good.
You nearly said nail Nick's show, then.
Yeah. If you could nail Nick Grimshaw, that would be very interesting. All right, let's do our daily advert for Charlie Sloth's show. We'll swap chairs, then Dom and Tina will be back with the news, and then we'll have more for Mr. John Culshaw later.
What can we tell you about Charlie Sloth?
What have you been doing at Six Music? What do you do?
I'm the exec of The Breakfast Show, Sean Keaveney.
Yeah.
Stephen Mack.
Oh, God love him.
Oh, Steve.
Steve. I believe we can speak to Steve.
Oh, yeah. What time is it? Yeah.
It's accurate, yeah.
I was having some beer and dry rice of peanuts for my breakfast.
And then from about 9 till 5 in the morning, all the way through, overnights I look after as well.
And do you work with Brian Cox?
He's on the phone mainly, but yeah, he's on Sean's show every Wednesday now.
But because you love him.
I do.
I
have moved on though.
Oh, really?
My new crush is Ryan Gosling.
Right. Ryan Gosling is who?
He's that amazing Hollywood superstar.
Right, so very, very similar to Brian.
Not really.
Brian, how do you feel about being dumped for some Hollywood actor guy?
Well, I probably wouldn't think of it in that way. I would think that we were sort of gravitationally within the same field. And it's wonderful to remember the wonderful harmonic way that I would speak on the phone from a great, great distance, not billions and billions of light years, but just from our house. And
oh, love. Oh, this is lovely. I'm enjoying this.
It's nice catching up on what people are doing.
And Matt?
Hello.
So you start in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
What's he like getting up in the morning?
He's not the best, I won't lie.
Oh, he'll be perfect then. Yeah.
he'll carry on a rich dynasty of not being able to get up very well in the morning.
Just stay up all night and maybe go to sleep at 11 a.m. after
don't
the show.
Don't encourage him with that.
That
oh, yeah, we should encourage him with that idea.
Oh, no.
Just, you know, don't forget, you know, just... do the old rule of getting to record a few generic good mornings.
What? Free record.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, do you want us to put this on CD before you go?
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Oh, my God.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Oh, my God.
You know, the great story about this was the reason we got Sam to sing this is because when Sam does karaoke, this is her song.
Yeah, this is the good one.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Can we stop? Can we start again? What?
But you make Tina sound like a great
bit
singer.
Terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Okay,
got to
I'm going
to
be.
And that had not been played. I thought this had gone so well.
I've got to be honest with you, Sam. One or two pitching issues. I thought you had the likability factor. I'm going to put you through.
Ah, oh, yeah. Oh.
Every now and then I fall apart. Whenever, and if you only, I'm reading your tune. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Six Music can't wait to have you back, by the way.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Is there another mystery guest due to come in or not? Because if there is, then we should turn the screen off.
We're okay for now. Nine o'clock is our next.
Yeah, it's Billy from security.
Well, that's what I can see. Wow. Billy from security.
He's going to come in and give you a big bear hug.
All good.
Talk to you about football.
But there's someone else with Billy. Oh, I know who it is. It's fine.
There you are.
Intriguing.
Mm.
Intriguing.
Oh, there's John with his. John Cole shows in, by the way, as well. Woo! And we're on the webcams.
Oh, yes, there we are. We're surrounded.
We're still on, are we?
Yeah, we are, yeah. Well, Adam came in specially, so...
Make the most of him.
He wants to do it. John's got one more appearance in Spamalot next Sunday.
Yes, I have. I think King Arthur should have hair like Matt Fincham's. Quite extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Nobody should have hair like that.
Defies gravity.
It's getting Jedwoody, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
a little bit. Yeah, Jedwoodish.
He's a bit like Jedwood, actually, but let's not get into that. Lots of similarities. Right, it's 8:23, so let's talk about our goodbye show, shall we?
So you say you've got a penultimate show, and... Oh, sorry.
Come on, John. BBC Radio 1. What was that?
I was trying to harmonise with the music, but I failed to do that. So you say you've got a penultimate show, and then the great farewell show.
Well, no, the other way around.
Ah.
We have the great farewell show... And then
farewell extra
Thursday next week, yeah. And then farewell extra. Mm. So the idea is, next Thursday we do a big show at the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House. That's our big come along and
goodbye show.
Say goodbye show. Mm. And then on Friday morning, the next day, we'll be yours back in the studio as we are every day.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because we thought we should end it like we started it, just us in the studio.
And also, final show. You know what it's like. I mean, doing live shows is great, but it never sounds like the true radio show, does it?
Mm, no.
So it'd be nice to kind of finish
that'd
properly.
That'd be a nice note. Mm. Yeah, that'd be the true tone of the show. So. Relaxed and cool and laid back. And, yeah.
Exactly. So next Thursday will be the full team, friends of the show, some special guests, and a few surprises, a few tears. And we'd like some listeners to come and join us. So here's what we're going to do. Part of the last audience to see the show, we will have 100 pairs of tickets to give away. And the way we're going to do it is you need to register on the website. It's not a first come, first serve thing. People will be picked at random. And you'll come and see the show. Live!
This is happening now, isn't it?
Do you know, I think there will be people who will record some of these future shows of yours in their entirety just to, maybe one morning, months ahead, start them at 6:30 and just let it run through in real time.
Well, yeah. The nice thing is as well is that Alad's done a collection of podcasts from all the different years. You know how you'd have albums of that was 2003 or whatever? Well, Alad's done a best of, which is like going to be a collector's item, which is nice.
Mm. One a day, which you can get online.
Yeah.
You get them now, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Set it up now, John.
Mm. This does feel like that the last few weeks of a season of Doctor Who, where you know that something, you know, enormous is happening at the end. And
it's bigger than that.
It's as if you're going to regenerate.
Mm. into, well, I regenerate into Nick Grimshaw.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to fall off a scaffolding or something. You watch, I bet John knows. How did Tom Baker... Was it Tom Baker into Peter Davidson?
Oh, yes, he was up a radio telescope.
There you go.
Of course he knows.
And he fell off and sort of landed on his scarf, which cushioned it a little bit. Yeah. And then he became Peter Davidson.
And then Peter Davidson became who?
Now, what happened to Peter? He was in some sort of spaceship and he got some sort of disease and he turned into Colin Baker.
Oh.
And then Colin Baker sort of rolled over and became Sylvester McCoy. And then I could go on.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
What was that, Alan? Sorry, no.
No.
Do you still love Doctor Who?
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic. It's still, you know, the sort of, you know, programme it ever was, but bigger and made like a Hollywood sort of
movie
show now. Yeah, right. Exactly. It's a movie every week.
You should be in Doctor Who.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
You'd be good in there.
It's my dream job, that.
Oh, well, then let's get it sorted.
Yeah, when I look a bit more like John Pertwee, when I've got a bit of silver hair.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd quite like to be a Time Lord.
I think you'd be good as a Time Lord.
You would. Shall I have is Andrew Lloyd Webber, he's a lord. Is he a Time Lord?
Yes, I suppose he could be. I really love the emotion that you put into the song. Yeah, I thought you, as they say on the other programme, you owned it, you nailed it, you smashed it out the park.
Thank you, Andrew. That's very nice of you.
Yes, yes.
Are you looking forward to me being in Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yes, I am. I am absolutely very honoured, very thrilled to be working with you. And I'm loving all the plugs that you're giving to it now.
Oh, man. What a laugh, eh? Hey! Right, let's do the news. And then we've got another guest coming in after about 9 o'clock.
Another mystery.
Yeah. You don't know who it is, do you?
No.
So we're going to play another game of Guess Who.
And is that the same with Dom and Tina as well?
I haven't got a clue.
Not a clue.
No idea.
So live Guess Who after 9.
Yep. As we continue with the final 8 shows on BBC Radio 1. Right, Dominic is here with the news, Tina is here with the sports, Dom has a bit of weather. Let's do this!
Listen, watch, share. This
is... all right, so, it's 8:36. John Coleshaw is still with us, which is nice.
It's lovely to just hang out in the studio.
Well, took yourself back in because the webcams are on, John. Now, let's have more memories. What we're going to do, we'll play another little clip of a little package of retro memories of the show, and then we'll play a couple of songs. And then I want John to try and teach us some impressions before we all go. We've tried to do this for many, many years. Mm. I've known John a long time, and there are still a couple of impressions that John does that make me laugh every single time. If they don't make me laugh, they make me smile like a child, like a giddy, happy child. And I'll get him to do some of those. And fingers... Well, do you know what? Maybe even teach Dominic a good impression.
Yeah.
Or Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Dominic.
Yeah, or Dominic.
Okay, okay.
All right. Or both of you, or all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Are you up for that, John?
Yeah, we'll figure that out, yes.
All right, let's do that in a few seconds. Meanwhile... Right, John Coleshaw is here. Yay! Now, John and I, we go way back into time. And so I've been there when John's been working on new impressions and new voices and as he's adapted older ones. And
yes, it was always usually in the pub over a pint. And
yeah. I'd
test out the early stages of a newly formed character. And you'd either go, no, it's not like it. Pub voice.
I don't do that.
And then you have to, as you say, sort of cook the impression, don't you?
Yeah,
because you have to start out with it, and then you have to mould it, and then eventually, weeks and months later, we'll hear it again, and you've worked on it, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, they just sort of settle in over time. You've got to take your eye and ear off it for a while and then come back to it, and it's just sort of infused somehow.
John has done many, many great things. He's obviously just about to finish in Spamalot, the musical in London. He's had his own TV shows and series and won awards and been amazingly successful. I think the highlight, though, of John's career for me, as a friend of his, was when he was the voice of a moth on a Kit Kat advert. Where the moth would fly towards the light bulb and go, "Oh, oh,
oh." Yes, it kept getting burned on the light bulb and leading to the catchphrase.
And every time that got played, John got money. And that's my favourite job that John's ever had. And we sat in the pub one night and he went, "That's me, that," and pointed to the telly. When, what? Then we sent him to the bar. Do you remember that?
Yes,
night?
I do.
I remember
do.
That clearly.
The voice
all those mouth. Amazing things, the hours and hours and hours and hours that John puts into getting these voices right, and one of his biggest paid jobs has been going, ooh. But I think my favourite ones, the ones that always make me smile, are Ozzy.
Okay, let me write these down.
And Dale Winton.
Yeah.
And George Bush.
Yeah.
They're the ones that always guarantee, and I've heard them a million times, and they always make me smile.
Mm.
Every time, I can't not smile when I hear you do them. And all my impressions are my impressions of John's
your
impressions.
Yeah.
When I do Ozzy, I have to move the hair out of my face because John always does.
I know, that's the thing with Ozzy. You're always like, you know, moving like hair out of the way of your head that you haven't got. You know? Every sentence needs a few sort of hesitations to sort of ramp it up, and you know, then it starts. I like that clip about you trying to pull my wife.
Right, yeah, sorry about that. And then obviously there's George Bush, because George Bush always says nonsensical things.
My fellow Pelicans. I just want to objectify the news that this great program is moving on.
Yeah.
And those people who instigator-fried this decision are going to be brought to justice. We will not let this happen.
Thank you.
Not on my watch.
Thank you, George. It's very nice of you. And then Dale Winton has always made me smile.
I know, darling. I know. I can't believe it's just not going to be the same. I am going to do that thing of recording the whole show, every last one that happens from here on until you're done. And I'm going to play them at 6:30 every morning and just have a sort of Chris Moore Show Groundhog Day.
Ah,
forevermore.
Thank you, Dale.
I think that, Dale, of all your impressions, which is quite a catalogue, I think that Dale is your most technically perfect one.
Oh, interesting.
Out of all of them. I've always thought that. I think it's the closest one to...
Is that because you think John is camp in real life, therefore it's not much of an effort?
I just think they're all brilliant, but I just think that's technically your best.
He's got a very good voice, actually, Dale. You know, former DJ.
Yeah.
And he's really got that tone about it, you know, that sort of smoothness and that sort of speaking from quite low in the register there, darling.
It's brilliant.
Oh, man. You've got to nail Nick Grimshaw's voice. You've got to really get that.
He's somewhere... There's mixes of different people in voices. I think there's a hint of Gary Barlow there somewhere, a hint of William Hague.
Right. He'll love that. Mm-hmm.
You know when you're working on a new impression, can you work on two or three new ones at the same time when you're developing them, or do you have to just focus on one while it's in the... Do you know what I mean? While it's in the development stages?
Yeah, I think you can look at a few at a time. It's easier though if you just concentrate on the one and just get your Sky Plus recordings, get your YouTube clips and just have a good old look, and then just a bit like learning a new language, listen and repeat and then leave it.
Yeah.
Just let your subconscious do a bit of work and then come back to it and you'll find a little bit of has happened on its own.
I remember John trying to, when he was mastering Robbie Williams' voice, and there would be a while where he would only speak as Robbie Williams, almost. Like, not to the point where it was obsessive and weird, but whenever he could, he would just drop into
it. Because it's all helping, presumably.
Yeah, you're trying to get the hook on whatever identifies that person, and you're trying to exaggerate it a little bit.
Yeah.
And with Robbie, it was, you know, just the attitude and that sort of strut and that stoke kind of thing going on. Some chaps from Burslem and all that.
If Robbie was here now, what would you say? If you, Robbie, sending a message to real Robbie, what would you say?
I'd say, you know, I'm looking forward to the new album coming out. And, that sort of newer... I don't know, I'd probably be a bit starstruck.
Oh, you'd be starstruck if you talking to Robbie Williams?
I think so. I'd have to borrow his voice and personality and sort of like... little gurn that he does. I'd have to get by with that. He was very kind, actually. I remember years and years and years ago when Take That just started. doing the Yorkshire Television Roadshow.
Love that.
In, I think it was in Scarborough or Bridlington, and I was doing my comedy act to about four people and a pet dog. And Take That were on as well afterwards in their very, very early days. And he came over afterwards and he said, do you know what? My dad was a comic and, you know, he's worked as a comedian, and I was watching you out there, that crowd, they didn't deserve you.
Oh,
bless you. He was very, very kind with that.
Well, if he comes in on the show... Here he is! No, it's not. It's not.
Do you know, from... I've got into Alan Carr for no reason. For a moment, I thought it was.
Well, if you're going to go into anybody, go into Alan.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And then the other good thing, the other good thing to do with John, and you can only really do... In fact, you can't really do this, even as a good friend, is to hold John's arms down so he can't actually move his hands while he does an impression. And that's very difficult. Because even when John does Aussie now, despite the fact John's not wearing a wig, he will still try and move the hair out of his eyes, which is... I don't think you can do Aussie without doing that, moving the head.
It'd be interesting to try and gaffer tape your arms to your side and then see how your impressions are.
Exactly. You'd be able to tell the difference, I think. Particularly with the sort of Michael McIntyre one, because you kind of need to sort of point the finger.
So you can't help it.
You can obviously, you sort of need to. Yeah, that happy voice there. And
he loves that impression, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, John Bishop as well, another one with the hands. Like that. Sort of talking to the back of the arena, like that.
Have you met John?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done John to John, face to face?
Yeah, he says, I didn't, you know, you don't realise the things that you do.
Last time I think you were on and you did it, he texted me going, I don't sound anything like that. I'm not that scouse. But of course he is. Mm. That was a great sketch you did. About John.
Oh, his homecoming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Scylla turned out to be his mum.
I love that. Yes. Well, thank you for coming in, John.
Thanks, John.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for all the good laughs over the years. We've done many, many things over the years.
Yeah, it's 12 years, isn't it? 14 years.
It's 15.
15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 for us being on the air, and then very quickly when we got you in.
Mm.
And it was great. And we've had a lot of fun. Mm. We've had a Laura laughs.
We have. And here's your next glorious chat. I sounded like Michael Johnson for some reason. I don't know why I did that, but...
it's fine. You can do that.
But, you know, all the best with your next glorious chapter. And I know you're going to rule and succeed and be great.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And hell yeah to you too. Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Cotshaw.
Thank you.
Right, let's play a song or two, and then we're back. We've got a mystery guest to come in, so we've got to work out who the mystery guest is. We'll do that in a second. It's 9 o'clock on BBC. Radio 1.